Well, yesterday at this time, we were joined by Norm and the Goose with their draft preview, and that was highly entertaining and informative. But we heard from a lot of people, where's Ribby Paltz? It's a Dunham & Miller tradition.
For Ribby?
18 years, we've had Ribby Paltz on the day of the draft to give us his mock draft. And if you remember 30 and 40 years ago, Ribby was Mel Kiper Jr. back in the 70s. That's where he made his bread and butter. That's what he did. He still publishes the Paltz Draft newsletter. We called late last night to apologize, and so joining us now on the ticket hotline as we get ready to start round two of the draft, it's our draft expert, Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, Miller Man. What's happening there, Diarrhea Pants, Giorgio?
Not an official nickname, sir.
Ribby, where were you yesterday?
Well, I got to apologize. I tell you, not only was I am I there yesterday, but I was there today.
What?
Was there today?
I'm in London right now, covering the royal wedding.
You are?
For the Paltz newsletter.
Paltz newsletter fans don't care about the royal wedding. They want football
news. Yes, they do. They care about what I care about. And I tell you, I've been waiting for this thing. It's a glorious event. I'm in my full queen outfit. I got on my dress. I got the tiara. Got on strap-on.
What?
Strap-on helmet.
Uh-huh.
Got that. This is huge for me. You know, I was at the last royal wedding.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, when Charles married that girl that plowed into the tunnel column. What's her name? Yeah,
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
That's what we like to call it.
Yeah, it was a beautiful ceremony. And I got to tell you, and because I saw Princess Diana up close, the appropriately named Princess Di, and she was much prettier than this Kate Middleton.
Really?
Yes. This Kate Middleton, she ain't that great, man.
What do you mean she's not that great?
She ain't that great. And I know for a fact that she's a virgin, by the way, here on her wedding day.
You know that.
I know that.
How?
Someone who looks that uptight won't let a man within 12 feet of a baby oven.
Oh, my God.
Come on. She's already a queen. She's an ice queen, all right?
You don't know that.
Oh, believe me. Look at her, Giorgio. You know that.
She's pretty.
She's got grooming issues, too.
No.
Yeah, look at those out-of-control eyebrows. You may have them plucked today, but they still look like two Texas caterpillars up there. Believe me. She's got more hair on her birthing place than William has on his head.
Is losing it.
That's the truth.
What the heck, Ribby?
I don't know if you guys know a lot of... I'm kind of an Anglophile. I, study the traditions of the monarchy.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you?
Yeah. And according to tradition, Prince William must produce the sullied sheets to Kate's father in order to claim the dowry.
I've never heard that.
Never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, believe me, good luck on that, on getting those sheets soiled tonight, huh? With the Ice Queen over there? But believe me, he'll find a workaround. He'll dump a bottle of Heinz on it, take it to her daddy.
Oh, my gosh. Ribby.
I figured you'd
what in the world?
He'll cash that check.
I figured you'd be raving about the queen and how hot she looked this morning.
Speaking of the queen, Mammy. You know, I had a huge crush on a mammy.
Uh-huh.
She's not bad.
Right.
But the queen's looking pretty good. She's moving into her prime.
Her prime?
Moving
she's like
into
80.
The prime. Great ceremony. I was sitting about the 7th, 8th row in Westminster Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And as the queen shuffled by me, she let fly.
No.
She did not.
Yeah, I tell you, it was really an embarrassing moment. It sounded like a tuba blast in that church, too. Everybody
That's
just kind of ignored it, you know, kind of looked away.
Like it didn't happen.
Very regal. But since I'm over here in the London, with the time change, the NFL draft hasn't happened yet over here.
What?
So here
you're
I go actually, with,
you're
my,
ahead of us.
With my mock draft.
Your mock?
It's the number one choose pick. The Carolina chooses Cam Newton, the troubled player man from Playerville, USA.
Auburn.
At the number two, I predict that the Broncos will take Von Miller, the All football right. player from College USA.
Maybe this has already happened.
At the number three, have choose make select. The Buffalo from Ann Bill will take Marcel Darius, the player man from America USA.
It's Alabama, but
Yeah, Ribby, this is we all know this.
Let me guess, AJ Green's going to go next.
No, I got Patrick Peterson going next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you think he's going to fall to number five with the Cardinals?
I guess he could.
I think he's going to the Cardinals.
At number six, the Falcons take Julio Jones.
So you called the trade up, and
I did. Wow. At number eight, the Tennessee Titans they take Jake Locker, the quarterback from Tennessee.
Well, you're doing better than the Goose.
And I predict at number nine, the Cowboys will take Tyron Smith, a man whose name they will massacre in perpetuity.
Well, yeah, you pretty much got them all right there.
And I tell you what about this Tyron Smith. You are going to like him if you are a Cowboy fan. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a good-time player, man. He's a good-time player, man. He's got good knee bend, and he's got the good elbow-to-penis ratio.
Never heard
Did he
that
say
measurement.
What I think he said?
Elbow-to-penis.
Yeah, I've never heard a scout give that.
At the number 28 select.
28? What happened to 10 through 27?
The New Orleans Saints take Mark Ingram, the running back that's going at number 28.
I called that one, too.
Yep.
That's right. Make book on it, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, that's maybe your greatest mock draft ever there, Rebby.
Number 15. Falling
Whoa,
all
I can't
the way
follow
down
you.
The number 15. The Miami Dolphins are going to take offensive lineman and star of this draft, Mike Pouncey. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 20 in a panic because they weren't able to get Mike Pouncey. They take a pass. Then they trade that pass for Adrian Claiborne. Yay! Adrian Claiborne. He's no Mike Pouncey. But he's a good-time player individual that is all good for the times that he plays.
Man, what a time.
Yeah. I hate to rip him because he's actually done pretty well.
Yeah, I know. But all he had to do is just look in the London Times and get
You just
them.
Wait. When the draft comes out in the paper, it will be very similar to this.
It's already out.
I'll keep covering the royal wedding for you guys.
Okay.
All right, Ribby.
All right, the Queen's about to walk by.
Oh, whatever.